Valley for him. Also, we have a scoop for you about President Trump and his eating habits.
Ooh.
Yes, a scoop right here on Mornings on the Mall. It is 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Some big rain is coming. Forecasters say we could be in for a lot of rainfall. We're under a flash flood watch from 2 o'clock this afternoon through tomorrow afternoon. WMAL Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic says prepare now.
Showers and thunderstorms are coming west to east. May see a few this morning as some are now just west of Harrisonburg and up near the Morgantown area in West Virginia. But most of it this afternoon through early tonight and at least through a part of the overnight hours. So that means the afternoon commute. This evening, if you are heading out to dinner or a movie or whatever you're doing, right, there's going to be heavy rain around.
Ray's complete forecast is just ahead. Jeb Stuart High School in Falls Church will be getting a new name. But we don't know yet what that new name will be. The Fairfax County School Board voted late last night to drop the name of the Confederate general from the school. One possible new name could be simply Stuart High School. The Senate has rejected a measure to repeal parts of Obamacare after a night of high suspense ending in a defeat for President Trump's agenda.
The so-called skinny repeal bill failed in the Senate shortly before 2 a.m. Eastern.
The ayes are 49, the nays are 51.
Three Republican senators, John McCain, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins, all voted against the measure, killing it. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called the vote disappointing. Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer called this a solemn moment and a chance to start over.
We will do a better job for our country, better job for this body, a better job for ourselves.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
A Prince George's County police officer who was found guilty of second-degree assault in May will be sentenced today.
Juan Hernandez faces up to 10 years in prison for driving his police cruiser into a suspect during a chase last year. Prince George's County State's Attorney spokesperson John Erzin says it's unlikely he'll get anywhere near the maximum sentence.
He's someone who did not have a criminal record of any kind, and second-degree assault is considered to be a misdemeanor.
Erzin says Hernandez will likely just get probation. He stresses even though sometimes police officers are found guilty of crimes,
it really is not reflective of the 1,700 plus officers
on the force. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is announcing changes to the state's vehicle emissions inspection program.
Governor Hogan is extending initial inspections for new vehicles by 1 year, saying numerous advancements in vehicle technology over the years have allowed for streamlined inspection regulations. The administration also says new vehicles will still have to complete the initial inspection within 3 years rather than two. Hogan says the common sense changes will save residents more than $2 million a year. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The investigation into the ride that broke apart at the Ohio State Fair Wednesday night, killing one person and injuring seven others, continues.
One day after a ride at the Ohio State Fair turned deadly, the manufacturers behind the fireball have instructed all who operate the ride to stop running it, pending an investigation. Several fairs around the country and in Canada had already announced they would close the ride even before the advisory came out.
It's not going to run until they tell us what happened in Ohio and the factory tells us it's okay to operate.
On the Ohio State Fair's opening day Wednesday, a piece of the 40-foot spinning structure broke off, hurling several riders through the air. 18-year-old Tyler Jarrell was killed and seven others were injured, two of them critically.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,797, the Nasdaq at 6,382. Sports, a virtual home run derby for the Nats as they demolished the Brewers. The O's are idle or in Texas tonight. WMDA, the Mystics take on Connecticut tonight. And the Ravens showing interest in signing Colin Kaepernick. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's the deal.
Traffic and weather. The day's top stories and you.
This is a show that is open and welcome to both parties, Republicans and Democrats.
The Larry O'Connor Show. 3 to 6.
Let's have that conversation
on Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
It's the big screen store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The big screen store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the big screen store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The big screen store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update is now sponsored by Spot Hero. It's been a relatively quiet start for this Friday morning commute. Couple of hiccups, though. 66 when go westbound direction. Keep alert as you come off the Beltway. Still dealing with the tractor-trailer incident. 66 west as you come up toward 123. Stay to the far left to get by. It is causing a bit of a slowdown there. Eastbound, however, no delay. Lanes are open. In fact, lighter than normal as you come out of Gainesville up through to the Beltway. Had the crash now to the shoulder. Virginia 95 north near the Fairfax County Parkway. It was in the express lanes. Did not cause a delay. If you heard me talk about that, so you're okay to go through that stretch. 395 Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Looking good. Maryland 95. Also checking that out for you as you come down to the Beltway without any delay to merge onto both the inner or the outer loop and the Beltway running clear Maryland and Virginia. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain picks up in intensity and coverage, a rare event for this time of year. Fresh Flood Watch, 2 o'clock this afternoon until Saturday afternoon. As showers, thunderstorms become more likely through the day. Heavy rainfall, a couple of inches of rain in spots. Some may get more through tonight and at least a part of tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 in Arlington, 70 in Olney, 77 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Spot Hero. Another setback for the GOP effort to roll back Obamacare. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning. It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and it's Friday. Joining us at 7:35 is Representative Steve King. We'll talk to him about all things D.C. At 8:05, it's Elizabeth Schultz with the Fairfax County School Board to talk about Jeb Stuart High School voting to be renamed. At 8:15, it's A.B. Stoddard from Real Clear Politics, and at 8:35, Kevin Cork from the Fox News Channel. He is the White House correspondent. So we have a lot to talk about this morning. I am Mary Walter, sitting with my new partner, Vince Colonnese. It's official.
It's official. Thank you very much. I'm really thrilled to do this. A lot more. So let's dive right into it this morning. This thing went all night, this healthcare vote. They got to, I think, around 2 a.m. or so, at least, while most of us were asleep. So let me give you an update.
And I were just getting up.
We were just getting up. All these senators were just getting home, going to sleep. I always wonder how all of these, like, genuinely old people stay up that late overnight. You got, like, 70-year-old senators, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and they're giving, like, full-throated speeches about how they feel about this stuff, about procedural votes. It's pretty amazing. The vote on skinny repeal has failed, and it was John McCain that killed it. Senator John McCain becoming the third vote to stop the skinny repeal bill. You'll recall that the skinny repeal would have gotten rid of the individual mandate, the employer mandate, and the medical device tax. That was the plan anyway. But that thing was going to be a vehicle for the House to make additions to it, right? They were going to go to conference with this vehicle. So this was a baseline. This wasn't necessarily going to be the final thing that came out, but it turns out nothing's coming out now. Senator John McCain becoming the third vote, joining Senators Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, to kill any attempt to pass skinny repeal last night. In a statement, Senator John McCain said, "From the beginning, I have believed that Obamacare should be repealed and replaced with a solution that increases competition, lowers costs, and improves care for the American people. The so-called skinny repeal amendment the Senate voted on today would not accomplish those goals." He goes on to say that that the speaker's statement that the House would be willing, he puts in quotes, to go to conference does not ease my concern that this shell of a bill could be taken up and passed at any time. The concern yesterday among the Republican senators who were considering opposition, including John McCain, was that, again, they would pass this thing and the House would say, that's good enough, and send it right to the president. He would sign it and it would be law. They wouldn't have added anything to it, and it would just be a simple repeal of the mandates, essentially. And that wasn't good enough for John McCain, and thus he became a no vote. Well, I'll tell you what, that disappointed Senator Mitch McConnell, the majority leader. This is a guy who's been, as a tactician, he was attempting to make every move he could to get Obamacare repealed in some fashion. Here's his reaction last night to the failure of the skinny repeal, his last resort.
Clearly a disappointing moment. From skyrocketing costs to plummeting choices and collapsing markets, our constituents have suffered through an awful lot under Obamacare. We thought they deserved better. It's why I and many of my colleagues did as we promised and voted to repeal this failed law. We told our constituents we would vote that way, and when the moment came, most of us did. We kept our commitments. We worked hard, and everybody on this side can certainly attest to the fact that we worked really hard to try to develop a consensus for a better way forward. And I want to thank everybody in this conference for the endless amount of time that they spent trying to achieve a consensus.
And so Senator Mitch McConnell, apparently, I mean, he seems to be, and if you see the video of this, breaking up a little bit as he talks about how hard the senators worked to achieve a consensus, meaning getting at least those 50 Republicans together. It's interesting that John McCain, the guy who comes back to the Senate, votes on the motion to proceed, becomes the hero of that round of this healthcare fight, is the man who ends up killing this thing, who ends up voting against it and not allowing this package to go forward to the House.
Well, you know, a lot of people will probably be very happy about this ultimately, because how many of our listeners have called in and said, let it fail, just let it fail, and the Democrats on the whole thing. Well, that's pretty much what's going to happen right now. Nothing's going to be done, and we're going to sit back, and our premiums are going to continue to go up. Those who are paying are going to continue to not be able to afford it. You're going to see more and more people start just dropping health care. They're not enforcing the tax on not buying health care. No one's enforcing that. There was never an enforcement arm to it. All you have to do is check off on your taxes that, yes, I have insurance, and they're not even asking that anymore. So people are going to stop buying insurance, and you're going to see more and more insurance exchanges dry up in states with no insurance offered or one program. And look, Republicans tried to fix it, couldn't do it, so we're back to this being the Democrats' Obamacare. Obamacare stays in place.
To your point, the President of the United States tweeting now 3 hours ago, 3 Republicans and 48 Democrats let the American people down. As I said from the beginning, let Obamacare implode, then deal. Watch.
Do you think that McCain did this purposely because, you know, he really didn't like it? He no longer has to go along to get along. He's not running again. We know that. He's not going to run again. The man has a brain tumor, and I can't imagine that he's even going to put himself up for re-election, nor do I think would he be re-elected. So he's like, you know what? I'm just not going to vote for it because there will be no repercussions. He may be actually cast an honest vote. He may be one of the few who cast an honest vote because he's not thinking about re-election.
He doesn't strike me as dishonest. I do think that for whatever reason, Paul Ryan's assurances that they wouldn't just cleanly vote on this bill right away weren't enough to him. And I don't know what that says about Paul Ryan. I'm not quite sure what that says about John McCain. What I do know is that this thing's going nowhere, and that any effort now to try and work with Democrats seems very unlikely, despite the noises the Democrats were making last night. Chuck Schumer suggesting that they could, quote, turn the page, that they're not celebrating but are relieved, and now that they're looking to come up with bipartisan solutions to fixing Obamacare. My thought was they had their chance yesterday. Democrats could have contributed to that process, but chose not to. And now we're left with moving on to other pieces of legislation and Republicans not getting that Obamacare repeal that much of the base had asked for a very long time.
No, but they need to move on to something they can win, though, now. They need some wins, because if they don't get any wins, they own this, they're going to be painted with it, and they are going to get spanked in 2018. It's not going to be pretty at all. 6:15 on WMAL. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. Heading in through town, looks really good here. 295 as you head north from, say, Oxon Hill and go past the Naval Research Lab, Suitland Parkway, 11th Street Bridge, wide open. Southbound side, the volume with us on the increase, but nothing along the way reported. So southbound as you head past Benning Road and Capitol Street. That'll be the thick of it. No problems to report currently around the Beltway, Maryland, and Virginia, so it's still checking out fine. Love it. 270, lighter than normal, Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Now, Virginia. Here's where we're dealing with the tractor-trailer incident still. West on 66. As you come off the Beltway, keep alert. It's two left lanes that get by out near 123, but that is causing a delay. I see a heavy-duty tow truck there. Wrecker's on the scene to get that tractor-trailer out of there. But again, only two lanes get by. Eastbound 66 at 123. No rubbernecking delays. You're looking good with lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This is long. Ready? A flash flood watch is in effect from 2 o'clock this afternoon through tomorrow afternoon. Today, scattered thunderstorms this morning. Mostly cloudy during the afternoon. Heavy thunderstorms are becoming increasingly likely as the day goes on. A few storms may be severe, a high of 83. The chance of rain today, 80%, with rainfall near an inch. Tonight, thunderstorms are likely. Rainfall will be locally heavy at times with a low of 69 degrees. Chance of rain, 90%. 1 to 2 inches of rain is expected with localized flooding possible. Tomorrow, an isolated thunderstorm is possible in the morning. Then we'll see occasional showers in the afternoon. A high of 72. Chance of rain tomorrow, 40%. And then Sunday, it all turns around. Abundant sunshine. Highs in the low 80s. Currently in our nation's capital, 76 degrees at 617 on WMAL.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Jeff Sessions was on with Tucker Carlson last night on the Fox News channel, and poor Jeff Sessions has really been beaten up by this president. A lot of people feel unfairly, and he has a lot of Republicans rallying around him, Republican senators rallying around him. President Trump, a lot of people are saying, have been bullying Jeff Sessions. He wants him to launch an investigation into Hillary Clinton and everything that happened on her side of the equation. But also, he's very upset with him for recusing himself. So last night, Tucker asked him, how does it feel to have the president going after you like this so publicly? And here's what Jeff said.
Well, it's kind of hurtful, but the president of the United States is a strong leader. He is determined to move this country in the direction he believes it needs to go to make us great again.
So gracious. He said, it's kind of hurtful. I was watching this, and here's Jeff Sessions, who's somewhat diminutive. He's a smaller guy.
Yeah, he's a little elfin.
Yeah, he is, and he's kind of adorable. And I just feel so badly for him, because he's just been so publicly, I think, bullied in the media by the president with his tweets about him. And he's like, well, it's kind of hurtful. I'm like, oh, you poor man. I feel so badly for him.
You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, made a great point, which is that Jeff Sessions probably has the thickest hide out of anybody from the entire Senate. I mean, think about how frequently Jeff Sessions was attacked as a senator for his strong views on immigration, amongst other things. He's he's regularly been the subject of attacks like this from all corners, not necessarily the president of the United States, but certainly been attacked a lot. And remember, during his confirmation battle, he was accused of virtually being a part of the KKK, even though all of his fellow senators who were making those claims knew they were disingenuous, knew that they were falsehoods. Yet they propagated them anyway in an effort to damage President Trump and Jeff Sessions' nomination for attorney general. So this is a guy with a very thick hide. And so he's just taking some incoming. But he said yesterday in that interview that he's going to persist and do his job.
Yeah, absolutely. The Daily News calls him the browbeaten U.S. Attorney General. The browbeaten. I think there is a lot of sympathy for Jeff Sessions. President Trump is making him into a likable guy, and he's also making him into a guy where if President Trump does choose to fire him, it's going to be a huge uproar from both sides about it.
But I do think there are people who take seriously President Trump's beef with him, which is why recuse yourself at all? Why pull yourself out of the process and allow, essentially, the series of events that occurred, including a special counsel being appointed, by who is now Robert Mueller, and all of this investigation swirling. So the president blames him, and some of the president's supporters feel like, okay, that's a reasonable blame.
Well, and Tucker asked him about that in the interview last night.
I talked to experts in the Department of Justice, people who are trained in that. I'm confident I made the right decision, the decision that's consistent for the rule of law. An attorney general who doesn't follow the law is not very effective in leading the Department of Justice. So I think as with 15 years in the department, having served in that great department, knowing the integrity that's required of the attorney general, I believe I made the right decision.
So he stands by it, as you said. My question to you, though, Vincent, you would probably know this, is what is the timeline? Had the investigation started before Jeff Sessions took the job? Because I don't think it was. I think the investigation started afterwards. So how could Jeff Sessions have told the president ahead of time that he was going to recuse himself if it hadn't started yet?
The circumstances for Jeff Sessions' recusal occurred after he was already the attorney general.
Wait, no.
So it was early March when the Washington Post reports that there were conversations that Sessions was included in with Ambassador Kislyak from Russia, and that it was at that point that Jeff Sessions decided, I'm going to recuse myself from any investigation related to the campaign. This occurred after he was attorney general, so therefore he could not have gone to the president and said, I'm going to recuse myself on an investigation that I'm not even aware of.
Right. So this, it's just as ridiculous as I thought. Jeff Sessions, I still adore you. I think you're adorable. 622 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
It's the model year end at Nissan. And right now, we're giving you the bottom line on our best lineup ever. Get big model year-end savings on Rogue, America's best-selling SUV. Titan, with America's best limited truck warranty. And the last of our 2017 lineup. Hurry in to Nissan's bottom line model year-end event and save up to $10,760 on select models. Or get 0% financing for up to 72 months on 12 models. Plus, check out the brand-new Nissan Rogue Sport, the agile addition to the Nissan Rogue family. Bottom line, these offers end soon. Shop your local Nissan dealer and choose Nissan.com. Nissan, innovation that excites. For
well-qualified buyers. Up to $2,778 per month per thousand financed for 72 months. Up to $10,760 on 2017 Titan XD. $8,500 cash back. $500 NMAC cash and $1,760 Platinum Reserve Bed Utility Package savings. Offers vary by model. Finance through NMAC and take delivery from new dealer stock. Call 1-888-858-8319 for details on offers, sales data sources, and warranty information. Offers end 7/31/17.
Maybe your kids are about to graduate from college or even get their graduate degree. Or you're looking forward to retirement, finally. Don't go another day without getting your legal house in order. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Let me show you how to get a basic estate plan in place that will protect you and your loved ones in the years ahead with our trademarked Reservoir Trust. All I ask is 2 hours of your time. Check the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
625 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Traffic update now sponsored by UPSJobs.com. And here we go, Friday morning, 270. Off to a good start in Silver Spring area, University Boulevard at Piney Branch. Do watch for the crash intersection there with the police. You can get through. Just a brief delay just to make sure you get by safely under police direction. No problems to report right now. Beltway heading through the Tysons area. Leaving the Beltway, though, going westbound 66, opposite flow of the commute. We have an unusual backup, still dealing with the crash involving a tractor trailer. 66 west as you come up to 123. Still have the left half of the roadway getting by, and the right lane of the service roadway is open. So a little bit of wiggling around here and a lot of activity. Eastbound 66 at the scene of the crash at 123. Your travel lanes are open, so that's checking out fine. And no problems to report. 395 off the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Checking out fine. UPS Freight is looking and seeking for full-time city drivers and part-time dock workers in Landover. Now, city drivers must have a CDLA. Apply at UPSJobs.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of the rain coming later this afternoon and as we head on through tonight. So as we go through the day, increasing chance of scattered showers, thunderstorms. This afternoon's commute most likely slow. Flash flood watch in effect. 2 o'clock this afternoon until tomorrow afternoon with more rain heavy tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 76 degrees at 627 on WMAL.
Sorry, the Trump Hotel. Somebody went to the Trump International Hotel, a GQ reporter, and witnessed people sitting at the bar. The guy named Martin orders a steak, medium well. And the bartender says, how about medium? Let's not go crazy. Don't overdo it. But Martin responds, but Donald likes his well done with ketchup. The bartender looks at him and goes, that's a myth. Oh, and said the president had been in the previous weekend, refers to him as the boss. President Trump often said to like his steak well done and with ketchup, which I think makes people recoil when they hear it, as it should. You know, I discovered when we went during the election, during the New Hampshire primary, I went to a steakhouse the night of the primary vote, and that's when, or the night before the primary vote, rather, and Donald Trump and his entire family showed up to dinner. It was me, some Daily Caller colleagues, and the entire Trump family. And we're sitting there at two separate tables having dinner, making, I mean, it was nice. Literally everything was there, Ivanka, Melania, the boys, the whole crew. We found out from the waitress after they left, he did order a well-done steak. So I know firsthand the President of the United States is a well-done steak consumer. Ooh. And that made me go, wait a second, I don't know if we can support this guy.
Ketchup, though? Is the ketchup part true?
No facts on the ketchup. I know nothing about that.
Okay.
I know nothing about the ketchup. But some details for you this morning. A small steak scoop, 628 now on WMAL.
It's time America honored its police again. I'm Wayne LaPierre with the NRA. Help us back our blue by donating your vehicles to NRA Cars for Freedom, and we'll come pick them up. Donations are tax deductible, and we'll support the NRA Foundation's law enforcement training to active and retired police officers. Help us back our blue. Visit NRACarsForFreedom.com or call 1-866-NRA-GIFT today.
It's one of the most complicated parts of any retirement strategy, knowing when and how to take your required minimum distributions, more commonly known as RMDs. Well, I have some good news. Abe Abish of Abish Financial Services is going to demystify the RMD process. Abe and his wife Shelley would like to invite you to be their guest for dinner, where he'll explain the 10 things you need to know about RMDs and how they can affect your retirement. It's Tuesday, August 15th or Wednesday, August 16th, your choice, at the newest fine dining restaurant in Loudoun. Consider it an opportunity to learn how to improve your retirement while also enjoying a delicious gourmet meal. Again, you'll be Abe and Shelley's guest, so there's no charge, but reservations are a must. Make yours by calling 571-577-9968. That's 571-577-9968 or online at retirementkeyradio.com.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance License Number 557-877.
Coming up on WMAL, Hillary is releasing yet another book that no one's going to read. Yeah, because the last one was such a big seller. There is a new book coming out, and people are already trolling the title online, and it's hilarious. Also, some changes coming to your favorite drink, maybe. maybe your favorite soft drink. It changes yet again. Never mess with a good thing. They didn't learn the last time around. 6:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The Washington area is under a flash flood watch starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon as forecasters track a storm that is actually pretty rare for summertime, says WMAL Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic.
It is, especially when you start hearing terms like nor'easter. Everybody usually equates that with something that comes in the wintertime, but that's not necessarily the case. It is rare, but nor'easters are more a function of the northeast wind and not a function of precipitation type or intensity.
Ray's complete forecast is just ahead. Three Republican senators joined Democrats to defeat the attempt at a so-called skinny repeal of Obamacare early this morning. John McCain was getting a lot of pressure from all sides overnight prior to his no vote.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Vice President Mike Pence, even at one point just off the Senate floor, the Vice President handing his phone to John McCain, and who was on the other line? President Trump, all trying to get Senator McCain to get to yes, but in the end, wouldn't do it. Joining Lisa Murkowski, joining Susan McCollins, sinking a clear priority year after year after year, campaign after campaign. It's now dead.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. The Fairfax County School Board has voted to drop the name Jeb Stuart High School in favor of a new, as yet undetermined name.
Staff requests that the Stuart Committee consider Stuart High School as the new name. The board further directs staff to create a mechanism for private funding with the expectation that private funding will pay for a substantial portion of the cost.
The school's new name will be in place by fall of 2019. Maryland Democratic Congressman John Delaney is reportedly going to forego re-election next year and will instead, according to sources close to him, consider entering the race for president in 2020. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,797, the Nasdaq at 6,382. Sports, it seemed like everybody but the Bat Boy homered yesterday for the Nationals as they crushed the Brewers. The O's were idle. The Mystics host Connecticut tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. You know, a great first step in planning for retirement is contributing to your savings plan at work. But a truly comprehensive retirement strategy involves more than just savings alone. It's time to think about retirement planning in a whole new way. So I invite you to find out more in our summer seminar, Preparing for Retirement. You'll learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, maximize your Social Security benefits, and design your estate plan. Mastering these strategies now will help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement later on. With retirement just over the horizon, make sure you have the information you need to start off the right way. We have 11 seminars in Maryland and Northern Virginia the week of August 7. Weekdays at 1 and 7 p.m., Saturday 11 a.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The bigger, better Nation's Gun Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. 1,300 tables, more new exhibitors, over 2 miles of guns, knives, ammo, accessories, and more. It's your one-stop gun shop with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense, all at discount gun show prices. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes taught all 3 days. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show and get in free. The NRA, National Firearms Museum, presents Napoleon Bonaparte, a rare special treasure. See his gold inlaid double Fowler hand built by Fatou of Paris, featuring elaborate engraving and an original purple velvet cheek piece. The bigger, better Nation's Gun Show this weekend. 1,300 tables. Buy, sell, trade up, and cash in. Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. The Nation's Gun Show, Dulles Expo Center this weekend. Coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com. That's showmastersgunshows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe even yours. Come to MGM National Harbor and enter the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Join M Life Rewards and play for a chance to win your share of $350,000 in prizes, including a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, sedan, or SUV. Next grand prize drawing July 30th. MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. First must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Did you know the all-electric Chevy Bolt EV can go 238 miles on one full charge? That means you can go from D.C. to Baltimore and back twice on a single charge. Chris Plant here. Chevy's cracked the code on electric vehicles with 238 miles of range for an affordable price, and people are really taking notice. No wonder the all-electric Chevy Bolt EV is the most awarded electric vehicle of the year. You owe it to yourself to check out Chevy and the all-electric Chevy Bolt EV.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, overall, not so bad around the region for the rush hour. 270, lighter than normal. Beltway, no major problems to report. Now, Virginia, been talking about this incident on 66 for a while. Cleanup continues. 66 westbound. Opposite flow of the morning rush hour. So as you come off the Beltway, keep alert west near 123. Still, the cleanup continues along the right side, and you lose a lane in the service roadway as well. Eastbound side to pass the activity, your travel lanes are all open. You're doing quite well here out of Gainesville, up through to the Beltway and extending in through Falls Church. 395, a brief delay in Landmark. We had the stalled car there to the shoulder. No problems across the 14th Street Bridge. Looking good on the freeway. 295, southbound. The delay that we have right now is just the volume delay, so if you're hitting that near Burroughs Avenue, that takes you down past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Then you break free. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Big changes from where we are this morning to where we're going. Flash flood watch in effect this afternoon at 2 o'clock through tomorrow afternoon for heavy rain and the potential for some flash flooding. Thunderstorms becoming likely this afternoon. Stronger storms, some heavy rain, gusty winds, scattered storms around as we head on through tonight. Heavy rainfall still possible. Multiple inches of rain in many places, maybe 2 to 3 inches of rain, locally higher totals. Showers, thunder showers tomorrow morning, showers tomorrow afternoon with a high of only 72. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 in Alexandria, 72 in Beltsville, 76 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Morning, 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Here's what we got coming ahead for you. We're going to keep tracking all these flood warnings with Ray Stajic. We'll be checking in with him soon. We also have, at 7:35, Representative Steve King from Iowa. There's a lot going on in Congress, and Steve King's always a perfect person to give us a breakdown of what that is. Also, new efforts to go after Hillary Clinton with some investigations. We'll hear about that. 8:05, Elizabeth Schultz will talk to us about the Jeb Stuart High School name change vote. 8:15, A.B. Stoddard joins us. And then 8:35, Kevin Cork from the Fox News Channel. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnaise alongside Mary Walter. Good morning.
Good morning. That's my new co-host, partner, work husband, BFF, Vince Colonnaise.
It's very weird. I have one wife already. It's weird to have a work wife.
You never had a work wife?
No. Nope.
Really?
I've avoided the whole work wife
I'm your
thing.
First?
Because if I get a work wife, then I'll get a work girlfriend and a work mistress. It's all going to let's go in bad
it's just
going
to snowball.
Yeah, you can't indulge that.
I see the downside. Here's an upside. Hillary Clinton's written a new book, and the upside to this is Twitter is just excoriating her. Her new book is going to be called What Happened. Simon & Schuster says that Clinton's book will detail her loss with, quote, unprecedented candor. In the introduction, she writes, in the past, for reasons I try to explain, I've often felt that I've had to be careful in public, like I was up on a wire without a net. She said, now I'm letting my guard down.
So losing an election for Hillary was therapeutic. We've actually released her from her demons. She no longer has to have her guard up. She's a liberated woman now.
Yes. So she's going to tell us all exactly why she lost. Now, I'm not quite sure how this is going to go, because she has blamed, she initially blamed Russia. Then she blamed James Comey. Then she went on to blame the DNC. Then she blamed bad polling numbers. Then voter suppression in Wisconsin. Then an anti-American force. Then she blamed Obama because he won two terms. Then she blamed misogynists. Then it was fake news. So I'm not quite sure what we're going to find out in here that's new. But on Tucker Carlson. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry. I only say this. Hillary telling us why she lost the election is an hilarious gambit. Because if she knew those reasons, she probably would have won, right? I mean, just it's kind of obvious. The person who lost is probably not the best person to assess here why she lost, considering her strategy is what led her to this place.
Well, Democratic strategist Richard Goodstein was on Tucker Carlson last night. Laura Ingraham was sitting in for Tucker for part of the show, and they were talking about Hillary's book. Here's Richard Goodstein's spin on this.
What Hillary comes out, she writes a book, which she basically points the finger at everyone else. She says, well, of course I take responsibility, but. Yeah. I talk to Democrats. Believe it or not, I have a lot of Democrat friends. They are so wanting to turn the page from the Clintons.
Right.
Whether it's the Clinton Foundation or all the, you know, pay-to-play stuff, they just want it over. And this picks at the sore once again.
You know, typically the losing candidate moves on, right? But typically the losing candidate has lost fair and square. Typically the winning candidate doesn't threaten to put them in jail and doesn't try to relitigate on every speech in front of the Boy Scouts about what happened in 2016. I think she's showing actually great restraint.
Oh my God. Stop the crying. Where's Scaramucci with a box of Kleenex when you need them? That's ridiculous. It's a real big problem. She lost the election. This is hilarious. And the great thing is, you know, most people don't get to write their own obituary. Hillary Clinton is doing a great job. She gets to write it out in book form, and she calls it What Happened. This is like O.J. Simpson writing If I Did It.
Well, I was going to say, after she does this, O.J. Simpson is going to come out and find the real killer. It's because he's coming out, too.
If I Won It, the Hillary Clinton story.
Well, people on Twitter have taken to Twitter and to the interwebs, and they have renamed her book what it should have been called instead of being called What Happened. Now,
all right, lay it on me. I want to hear some of these.
Kathy, one of our listeners in Kentucky, has compiled a list of these and sent it to me. All right. Seizure of the Day. Benghazi there, done that. Mein Kampf. Let's see. Trumped.
Mein Kampf.
Tequila Mockingbird. It Came from the Woods. Fear and Loathing at the Kremlin. 50 Shades of Cray.
All right.
Mind Crap. I See Dead People. Lake with a Cloth. Huma's Big Adventure. How I Became President Despite Heavy Sniper Fire, as Told to Brian Williams.
That's awesome.
No, really. The Devil Does Wear Prada. Can't we just drone that guy? Sir Edmund Hillary Was Named After Me. How to Lose Elections and Alienate People. And the list goes on and on. A Home Service for Dummies. There's still Chelsea.
There's still Chelsea. Holding out hope.
The really big book of really dirty tricks. I Would Have Gotten Away with It If It Weren't for You Meddling Leakers. I Do Not Smell Like Cabbage.
Don't lie.
I do not smell like cabbage. Where the wild delusion things are, pantsuit power. It just goes on and on. Hilarious.
I've got maybe Sisterhood of the Traveling Pantsuits.
Yes.
Or Greetings, Fellow Humans, the Hillary Clinton story.
I came, I saw Seven Secrets of Highly Resentful People. They're just so funny. I could spend so much time lost on the internet in this. 6:43 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and now that summer's here, there's nothing more peaceful than sleeping with the windows open, listening to the sounds of nature, until you start to hear snoring from your bed partner. Snoring is often caused by sleep apnea, a dangerous condition where you stop breathing during the night. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. If you or your partner can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option called Inspire. Inspire works inside your body by delivering mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open. You simply turn the therapy on before bed and then off when you wake up. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
It comes down to following the good fundamental advice. Save as much as you can, live within your means, make good decisions. But then once we get into the specifics of how to implement those things or how to benefit from those good decisions, you need a plan that's designed specifically for you.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
6:45, it's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes first on the fives, and here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, I'm still talking about 66 westbound. That's where we're dealing with the tractor-trailer incident since the start of the commute. Delays now from the Beltway. So right as you come off the Beltway going west on 66, up ahead near 123, that's where the cleanup continues along the right side. So you have two left lanes getting by 66 west again as you head up toward 123. If your destination is out toward Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, a little extra time and patience. Eastbound 66, really in great shape, lighter than normal, heading through Manassas, Centerville, not just up through to the Beltway, but through Falls Church, quiet over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Now, let's continue on to Constitution Avenue. As you head Constitution Avenue eastbound, approaching 17th Street, looks like we have a broken down in the right lane. No, it's not parked. I bet they wish they were parked. They're now waiting for a tow truck. So be cautious. Again, Constitution at 17th for the stalled. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge and on the freeway each direction, checking out fine. Watching Silver Spring still with the crash. Intersection of University Boulevard and Piney Branch. You can get through, but watch for police there. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Big time rain coming. Flash flooding possible. Flash flood watch 2 o'clock this afternoon until tomorrow afternoon. Showers, thunderstorms coming in west to east. Most of our rain starts coming in this afternoon through this evening and tonight. And some storms may even be severe. We're at 83 today. Gusty winds accompanied by heavy rainfall. And then that heavy rain will continue tonight, on again, off again. 2-3 inches of rain, maybe more in some spots. Isolated showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of only 72. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's a very patriotic 76 degrees at 6:47 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Wamsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Wamsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Coca-Cola is doing it again. They're making changes to one of their most popular products. This time it's not original Coke that's getting toyed with. It's Coke Zero. You know, Coke Zero, it's funny. Out of all the various diet drinks, a lot of people, Diet Coke fans, for instance, maybe they like your Diet Pepsi. Some people like Diet Mountain Dew. Coke Zero turned. I remember when that first came out, it was like, let's see how this thing lasts. And boy, did it ever. I know people who are like Coke Zero diehards. They'll fill the fridge. That's their go-to drink.
And it doesn't have any calories? Is that it's different than Diet Coke?
Yeah, it's got like zero everything, but it tastes as much like Coke as they can get it. And people seem to like the flavor, those who are into it. But they're meddling with it. The Coca-Cola company has announced that they're going to start selling Coca-Cola Zero Sugar in August. They're changing the name of it and the taste. They're changing the whole composition of it. Quote, "We've made the great taste of Coke Zero even better by optimizing the unique blend of flavors that gave Coke Zero its real Coca-Cola taste. Coca-Cola Zero Sugar is our best tasting zero sugar Coke yet," they insist. It'll be available in America in August. Now, what this sounds to me is often what is that they're spinning a sourcing issue, right? Typically, if you're going to change something about your drink, it's probably because you're buying new products or like have to change the recipe for some reason. You can't purchase something that you put into it in the first place. Your distributor has changed, whatever. They're changing it and they're like, wow, the flavor's different. What are we going to tell the customer? I've got an answer for you, brother. Change the name of the drink. It's a completely new drink. It's so great. We've improved it. The flavor is better. I will say I haven't taste tested this. I don't drink soda in general, but I haven't taste tested this particular change, and nor have I consulted any of my Coke Zero expert friends on whether or not this is working. But it will be available in August, and Coke is meddling with something that people genuinely like. No sign that this is was necessarily a crappy product.
So I stopped drinking, diet drinks a while ago. I probably haven't had a diet soda in I don't know how long. Maybe every now and then. So it doesn't have sugar, and it doesn't have artificial sweetener, but it tastes like Coke? Or it does have artificial sweetener, but it's different than diet?
Well, I haven't produced it, but I do believe it doesn't have sugar, and that's the idea.
Okay, all right, I get it. Well, I hope everyone's happy with the change, because if you're not, it's back to water for you.
Coke meddling again.
650 at WMAL.
In a town like D.C., debate is normal. But one thing we can all agree on is the need for quality health care. That's where we come in. We're Kaiser Permanente, and for more than 70 years, we've been delivering quality health care to our members. Another thing not up for debate is our total approach to health care, which combines the efforts of more than 22,000 physicians nationwide with a connected health care team to help treat illness no matter how serious. We back up our teams by conducting thousands of clinical research studies each year that have led to new procedures and treatments that make our patients and communities healthier. And we've pioneered the technology that helps our clinical teams diagnose and treat our more than 11 million members faster. We are Kaiser Permanente, and we believe that with better research, the right treatment, and connected and comprehensive care, we're helping millions thrive. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org/wearekp to learn more.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Hello?
Hi, I'm Brian from...
I know who you are. Come on in.
Yes, sir. 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Are those the magic hats?
Yes, sir. That's the official 1-800-GOT-JUNK logo and everything.
Does it make you happy?
Yes, sir. Very happy.
Will it make me happy?
Yes, sir. All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at...
will disappear.
I want to wear it.
The hat?
Yeah, the happiness hat.
There's one thing we need to do first.
What?
Point at something you wish would disappear.
Okay. How about that?
Wow! That felt great!
Wow! Wow!
Will there be anything else?
Look at this place! I feel amazing!
Still want to wear the hat?
No, it's enough just to know the guys who do.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Spread the word, sir. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Meet the new Power Cash Rewards Visa card from PenFed Credit Union. Earn unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases as an Access America checking account holder or member of the military. Start earning cash back on everything, everywhere. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required for membership. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of jobs get a qualified candidate in just one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Jess, happy Friday and have a great week off next week.
Hey, thank you so much. Good morning to you. Stock futures are lower, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. Markets aren't moving really much after the failed vote in the Senate to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Investors have already told CNBC this morning they hope lawmakers will still be able to deliver President Trump's promised corporate tax cuts. Amazon reported disappointing earnings late yesterday on higher costs. It's spending more on video and hiring people. Watch that stock today. Also watch Starbucks. It gave a cautious forecast for the current quarter, and shares are 5% lower in pre-market trading right now. Tesla will hand over the keys tonight to the first 30 people who put down deposits on the new Model 3 electric cars. The handover party's at Tesla's plant in California. A man who bought a $300,000 Ferrari in England owned it only an hour before wrecking it. It does 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, but police say excessive speed was not a factor. It was one of only 49 built, and the driver's okay. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center. This weekend, 1,300 tables. Over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and more. The Nation's Gun Show. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. More info and coupons at showmastersgunshows.com.
It's time America honored its police again. I'm Wayne LaPierre with the NRA. Help us back our blue by donating your vehicles to NRA Cars for Freedom, and we'll come pick them up. Donations are tax deductible, and we'll support the NRA Foundation's law enforcement training to active and retired police officers. Help us back our blue. Visit NRACarsForFreedom.com or call 1-866-NRA-GIFT today.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of jobs get a qualified candidate in just one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
6:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia commuters, Fairfax Police with the crash over near the George Mason University area, Braddock Road at 123. So if you're heading westbound, that's mostly the biggest slowdown here. Westbound Braddock Road, trying to get up to that intersection. One of the vehicles overturned, so a lot happening at that intersection. Again, Braddock Road and 123 over near University Mall. 66 westbound, that's our focal point of delays this morning, really, coming west off the Beltway out toward 123. Tractor-trailer incident cleanup continues with two left lanes getting by. Eastbound 66, loving it out of Manassas, up past the Beltway and beyond through Falls Church, lighter than normal, so that checks out fine. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of the rain coming later this afternoon and as we head on through tonight. So as we go through the day, increasing chances of scattered showers, thunderstorms. This afternoon's commute most likely slow. Flash flood watch in effect. 2 o'clock this afternoon until tomorrow afternoon with more rain heavy tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 76 degrees at 6:57 on WMAL. Vince, being on this show in the morning, one thing you are going to do is you're going to learn the words to the Redskins theme song. That is one thing you will learn because you are going to hear
how can you forget them?
Because we are now having the Redskins games. We'll be broadcasting them live on WMAL this season. And today, our very own Larry O'Connor will be broadcasting live from the Redskins training camp in Richmond from 3 to 6 today on WMAL.
Lucky.
I know. Larry, he gets to sit out there in that rain. Good for him.
Larry gets to go to training camp. By the way, Larry and I were like trying to throw a football the other day in the office. And Larry definitely needs training camp for that arm. So I hope he gets a little, you know, time on the field today in addition to his radio show. Good luck, Larry.
I want to see him do the wouldn't it be cool to watch him do the training camp? You know, the big tires that they have where you have to, you know, jump in each one. I would love to see Larry have to do that. Can we arrange this?
Who do we have to talk to get Larry flipping tires at the training camp?
Yeah.
You know, doing some high steps, maybe some up downs. Little suicides. Come on. Let's get Larry out there for a jog.
I would pay to see that, and I say we Facebook Live it. See, look at us programming Larry's show for him.
Larry, you've got a busy show today, and you're going to be not a lot of talking, just heavy breathing.
Exactly. The Redskins opened training camp yesterday morning in Richmond. Fans arrived early. Some got there before 5 a.m. to make sure they were the first to enter the training camp. Very loyal fans. The team will hold 23 open practice sessions. They'll be between July 27th, yesterday, and August 13th. Fan Appreciation Day is scheduled for Saturday, August 5th, and admission is free. That's pretty cool. You have to pay to park. It's available on West Broad Street with handicap parking. There's two sites on West Broad Street and on North Meadows Street as well. And in between the practice sessions, the reason a lot of people, true fans, go to this, you get to meet the Redskins alumni. The cheerleader is always a big fan favorite. There are family-friendly activities. And again, I think maybe we should get Larry out there performing during the breaks. Going through some of the motions of the Redskins.
I think, well, one way or another, I think Larry will be performing. He'll be out there singing show tunes or something. He'll be doing something.
Yeah, and you can go to the Redskins page and you can find all of the times, the schedule practices and the times for those practices as well. And you can have a great
love
time.
That.
Bring long chairs, blankets, so you can sit down. And don't forget, go meet Larry O'Connor today.
You should do that. He's a cool guy.
So what's coming up on WMAL?
Jeb Stuart, they voted on that name change last night and, you know, not to take the thunder out of it, but they're changing it. They're changing it. I want to talk to you about what you think of that and whether or not you're happy that Jeb Stuart High School is changing its name.
And Representative Steve King will be joining us. There is so much going on in our nation's capital to discuss with him. We're going to have to jam it all into one segment with Representative Steve.